Well, the Couch to 10K is basically to open the 10K up to all of the community, to get everybody involved, from people that have never ran before to people that have got a little bit of experience. It just makes it a wee bit more accessible to people that might not otherwise think of doing the 10K.
So how long does it take to get ready for something like this, realistically?
Realistically, you could do a 10K probably within about a 10-week span, taking it quite easy to start with and just building it up really gradually week on week. You're probably looking at training sort of 3 to 4 times a week.
So but people still can get involved now, can't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's never too late to enter it. The 10K is very much, there's a fun element to it as well. It's not a competitive race. We want everybody involved in it. So you don't have to be an athlete to get involved in it. You can walk some, you can run some. It's no problem at all.
But what can people get out of coming to a club like this?
This club's for everybody. As I say, we take small athletes from 3 years old right up to our senior section and our jog group as well. What they get out of it is experienced coaches showing them what to do each week. We work off a training plan, so we take it from a very base level on week one right through to building up to a 5K distance with the jog group. A lot of the guys that have came from the start of the jog group are now doing 10Ks quite comfortably. It's a great crowd of people. On our busy nights, we can have almost 40 people here, so you get this sort of crowd participation. People sort of a bit of banter with each other, so it's a good laugh. And as well as doing the running, we do a lot of conditioning as well to make your body strong enough to cope with the running.
Do you think people are surprised at how quickly they get from not being able to run the length of themselves to being able to run continuously?
Oh, absolutely. When we started in September last year, we had a very basic triangle and we were getting people to walk part of it, jog part and run part, and by the May this year, a lot of them took part in the Troon 10K, so it's really achievable.
Right, just give us some basic tips and how, you know, if people want to get involved now, how they can start out, what kind of things they can do to get themselves ready.
The best thing to do is just make your body as strong as possible. So obviously running is going to be a really important part of it. Get yourself walking a little bit, jogging a little bit, but also cross-training. So that means any other exercise as well. Just getting your cardiovascular fitness up by going out on your bike, by going to the swimming pool, by taking part in classes. Managing your injuries is a big thing as well. So you don't want to do too much too soon. Just take it easy. If you have got a little niggle or a little injury, lying down to it rather than pushing through, and just applying common sense. So your diet and nutrition plays a really important part as well. It's important to fuel your body right if you're going to take part in exercise like that as well.
So if somebody was wanting to do like sort of week on week training, what would an average week sort of consist of to get them in shape for running this 10K?
An average week would maybe be your Monday. You would maybe go an easy jog for maybe 3 or 4 miles, or sort of 20 to 25 minutes. If you were a complete beginner, you could walk a minute, jog a minute, maybe run a minute, whatever your fitness level was. Tuesday, you would have a rest day, let your body recuperate, make sure to eat really well on the Tuesday, lots of, you know, protein, like your eggs, chicken, lots of vegetables to help your body recover. On the Wednesday, I would suggest a swim or a cross-training session, maybe going to an exercise class, going out on your bike, just being active. On the Thursday, you would be going back to your running again, maybe ever so slightly increasing the time or the distance, so pushing it up to 30 minutes. Again, walking for a minute, jogging for a minute, running for a minute. Have a rest day on the Friday, and then maybe do a longer run again on the Saturday or Sunday, just depending on how you were feeling.